constantly. The more wakeful anyone is, the more full of suffering he is. Life is a constant pain. You know what is the definition of pain? Definition of pain is running an engine to maximum. That state of ultimate resonance is pain. Pain is that. If you don't do anything, you have no pain. You do something, then it brings pain. But not only pain, there is something else. What is it?
Joy.
Joy. Remember the mountain climber? Of course it's painful, but it's joyful. The helicopter eliminated the pain. There was no joy. Pain and joy are the same thing, because you enjoy the pain. You know what is the first painful thing that animal will do? Honestly. Literally. Moving. What is moving? Moving means that in a way you have to impose your way to a part of you, then to another part of you to move. That's how it works, right? A lot of energy, and it's painful. Of course you don't feel it. You're not supposed to feel it. Did you feel today how many pounds, 100-something pounds, on your feet? When you were standing up on it, do you feel the pain? Pain is there. You don't feel it. Why? Because you're full of joy. You're standing up. You're doing something. You're hand in hand. This is one of the subjects that we have to learn. And this is the reason, one of the reasons I come back. There is no black or white. Instead, what was there? Black and white. Black and white are the same thing, two sides of one coin. We don't believe in black or white. Therefore, it's nature and nurture. The nature is a gift to you. The nurture is a gift to you. Both could be helpful, both could be harmful. But nobody ever will blame you because what you were born with. You will be blamed by your shortcoming of becoming something. Something what? This is a good trick. Learn this one. Write it in a corner of a page and thing like that. Because in the past, there are a lot of times that the question would be this: what do you want to become? Because we always talk about changing. What do you want to become? Beautiful. Period. Why? Because when you answer this, or when you think like this, I want to be beautiful. Say it always without somehow talking about me not being beautiful. Not that I'm ugly. I want to become beautiful. How? There is no how. Why? There is no why. Because it's good. Beauty doesn't need explanation or precision or rule. There is no room for beauty. That's the point. That's where I was quite lucky to go to the school of art and learn art, because it taught me a lot. To understand something, professionally doing it, that has no room. All the rules could be broken. Look around you. Finally, when there was no rule to be broken, something arrived as deconstruction. Make the building look unstable, broken. And what's wrong with that? All the talks about the harmony, contrast is much better. Not that harmony is no good. You see, it's like that. So you have to try to become more beautiful. That's your responsibility. And there is a trick to that. You know why? I choose this description that you have written in a corner that I want to be beautiful, period. The trick is, how are you going to know that you're beautiful? By looking at yourself. You're always in love with yourself. And you're used to yourself anyhow. Being pretty is to look pretty to others. That's the beauty. When you are worthy of others looking at you, when you become worthy of somebody that everybody likes to be like you, then you are beautiful. The relativity of time is irrelevant. What is a beautiful one? I remember that when I was born in my culture, the beautiful lady was a chubby one. Because the older generation, they were looking at the woman as a what? As a reproduction machine, so it should be chubby. Then arrived Twiggy. There was this little girl in Paris, yes. He was really lucky to me. I don't know if the name was created or what. That was... Beauty is like that. Doesn't matter who you are and how you are. If everybody likes you, you are beautiful. If not, you are not. See how it comes up? You have to prepare yourself to look good to others. To be good to others, because you are always good to yourself. That's the intelligence. Even the crocodile will do it. If you're not offended, then you have a crocodile pet. The guy said, listen, you are playing a silly game with yourself. Remember, this is at the hottest point of the argument between this vizier and those followers, right? And those followers, they're showing their enthusiasm about learning and all that, like some people in some class and say, yes, we want to learn, but see? So, look at you. In every act for which you have inclination, you are clearly conscious of your power. But in the act for which you have no inclination and desire, you make yourself a necessitarian, saying, this is from God. As simple as that. I like the Persian version better because first I pronounce it better, I hope, and I memorize it. Because it's a very, very touchy stuff that, listen, in any act, you choose between two things. If you want it to happen, you see your power. If you don't like it, suddenly this is the defect of what? Historical defect, political defect, or at the end, God. This is his mistake. Look at this and imagine the opposite. What is the opposite? So the prophets are necessary in regards to the work of this world. And the infidels are necessary in the outcome of it. This is two opposite stuff. So you have to turn around inside yourself 180 degrees. Because those two sentences I said are exactly the opposite of this. I said, whenever something is working, don't take credit. When something is not working, blame yourself. Because like this, you will make your best effort, at least. The opposite is not like that. Then, the vizier started to talk about, these are not the subject to talk about. These are beyond your field. You have no right to do it, because the wisdom will say that. You say, going around being like the prophets? Excuse me, I'm here to learn a little bit of Sufism, suddenly you want me to be like prophets? If he chooses me, he will give me the power, then I'll be the prophet. The things will be like that. He said, he taught here Wazir like the religious people. And he wanted to have a religious status. Why? To put it as inherit for different 12 people around, because we know that whatever we make, we hand it to the next generation in a way. Wazir started to make a lot of texts. The wit, the cleverness in you will make a lot of sharp judgments that you're sure about it. You don't know all the philosophic argument, but it's there. For example, if I ask you, why can't you be kind to that fellow? What would you say? Suddenly you will jump out and give me a list of shortcomings of that fellow and everybody and blah, 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 all that. Suddenly you talk negative. But if I tell you that, do you think that those two fellows will accept you to work with them? Suddenly you become very positive. Here, because the potential is there. The universe doesn't change in a blink of an eye because you change your position. But you do. Why? Because you are not you. All this information was made for you. When you start to talk about the shortcoming of this special political era we are living in, then what are you talking about? You're bringing an excuse. This moment is not very special. It has always been like this. You're talking about war? Tell me, give me 1 year of human history without war. 1 year only. If the Mayas were not fighting, the Chinese were fighting. We fight! So this moment is like the rest. Of course, if I like, I will make it a very good excuse that it's not me. The moment is not correct. Look, the environment is like this. Nobody is listening. I don't have the microphone. I don't have the authority. These are all excuses made for you, because they are already being repeated. Look at them. Every single fellow who is acting like this here, you will see them in media a lot. Everybody will blame the shortcoming of the others, right? Everybody is right. How come? I could understand in a party, I arrive in a party, 40 people are sitting around drinking and they have fun. And there is a harmonious environment and they like each other. Right? This I understand. A group of people, they like each other, they sit down. But if I go in a party that all are fighting, right? And everybody is telling me that fellow is correct. What do I think? None of them is correct. Because I don't see the correctness over there. Everybody is fighting each other. What is correct over there? Because when this jealousy is at the top and everybody is trying to bring the other fellow down, everybody is wrong. Therefore, we go back to our points. First, be responsible. Second, don't try for extra credit. This wazir will kill itself. Because that's the end of the story. The wit will go to a dead end, always.